We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin Yud Bet, the sixth chapter of the Avat Chesed. Gentlemen, you have... No. Where you are. In this edition, it's Shin Yud Bet. Perek Shishi. Bo Yivam HaShamu Chazal, Shemitzvah Sameh Chatan V'Kala. We're going to learn about the mitzvah our sages said to make a Chatan and Kala happy. Uveze Mekomot En Chiyuv Baze. And when is this obligation not relevant? V'inei. To make a chasan and kala happy, this is also a big thing. Kmo shamu chazal, as our sages said, become amkomot in numerous places. This too is encompassed with the mitzvah of gmilut chasadim, kedita pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, as it says in the Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and the Medrash learns it from God. Medrash says that when God married Adam to Eve, God brought down the angels, and together with the angels, God made music and personally made Eve's hair. He fixed it in a nice braid so that she'd look very nice as a kala. And from that we learn that anyone should feel it's a good thing to be a part of a chasna and make the chasan happy. You shouldn't think, hey, I'm a big rabbi, what am I doing dancing and making the chasan happy? No. You see, that's why God did it first, to show us that it's not beneath anyone's dignity. Umatzinu be'izevel. And we have the Talmud tells us about Izevel. Eshet Achav HaMirshat. She was the wife of Achav, a very wicked woman. She had the prophets murdered. She had her husband go do idol worship. She brought in pagan false prophets from the north. She also had Navos from the city of Israel murdered because she wanted his land. So she was a very wicked woman. The Talmud tells us she had pornography put on her husband's chariot so he would always be excited. So she was very into a lot of bad things. And the verse tells us she was punished, that she won't even get a proper burial, but rather haklavim yochelu et besar Izevel, the dogs will eat the flesh of Izevel. So Izevel is killed, and then she gets eaten by the dogs. Uchtiv bakash alchu lekovra, and then the Torah, the Navi in the end of Kings tells us that after she died, they came to bury her, and the only thing that was left was the head, the feet, and the palms of her hands. That's what was left. The rest of her body was eaten by dogs. And our sages taught that the reason she merited that her feet, palms of her hand, and her head remained was because she would dance with her feet, umkashkeshet berosha, and shake her head lifnei akalot, before the kalas, lachen nisharu elu evarim velo achalu maklavim. That's why the dogs ate everything else, but that merit saved those. And I saw at my own wedding, there was a big rabbi who came, and during the dancing he would do this, you know, with his hand on his mouth. And it shocked me.
Someone did that at the wedding, so every time someone does that, I copy him.
It shocked me, because he's an Ashkenazi, you know.
Oh, that's what Sephardi
do. Sephardi women do it. But then I thought to myself that he was doing it based on this midrash that says Izevel, that's why her hands remained, because she would clap and make these noises. Now you got to do it where it seems normal. You shouldn't seem crazy. You didn't make the chasan happy by seeming crazy. Maybe you did. So that's what the Medrash tells us about Izevel. Now, I would add a point. I always like this point, that it's interesting. We see that Izevel was very into, pornography. She had in her husband's chariots. He should always be aroused. So on the one hand, the Navi tells us what a filthy woman she was. On the other hand, the Navi also tells us, but learn from the positive in her. And that's the balance we see in Tanakh. Often you have a wicked king like Ahasuerus. He rapes another girl every night. It's pretty wicked. And yet the Navi says, our sages say, but look, he only did it at nights. You should learn from him that a person's supposed to be productive by day, and only at nights is the time for intimacy. You'll say, what are you saying positive things about such a brute? Right? Our sages always maintain the balance. They learn things from Haman. Chazal repeatedly tell us that even when a person's evil and wicked, that doesn't mean everything's bad. It could be that there are terrible things about him. Pharaoh was a terrible person. Doesn't mean we don't learn things from him.
Isn't there like an ethic law that you're obligated to only put evil people in a bad law when you speak to them? Obligated to speak to them badly.
That's also true. That's also true. It's a very good point. You're right, but you see the balance. You're right. That's a good point. Mikol ze yesh litbonen kol mitzvah sheyesh baze. So, if this is what our sages tell us, that such a wicked woman still had some merits through this mitzvah, you see how great the mitzvah is. Ach yesh lizer shlo yeh kilkul yoter latikun. But we have to be careful that it shouldn't be more destructive than positive. Kigon min kumot shabachurim porei musar. For example, if you have a place where the young men are not God-fearing and without any care for our tradition and our what's accepted in Judaism, they start dancing with the girls. That, says the Chafetz Chaim, that's an obvious sin. And they're obviously transgressing numerous sins, or other things that are completely unwarranted and immodest. So he says, yes, we're going to talk about the importance of making the chatan and kala happy. We have to remember, within the confines of halacha, it doesn't permit us to do things that are immodest. As unfortunately, he says, is common. This is a great sin, a great stain on our on us, says the Chafetz Chaim, that you have these weddings, shemitnagot shelo kederach haTorah. They have weddings which are done not in accordance with the way of the Torah. Tzich livrach meod. So then you have to run away from such a wedding. Ki haSatan merakid b'neim. Because you should know that Satan's dancing there. That's not a mitzvah. V'en shum mitzvah l'samech anashim ke'ilu. There's no mitzvah to make such people happy. Shufkar tzadam divrei Hashem b'faresia. That in their eyes, God's word, the mitzvahs of the Torah, are irrelevant, and they can blatantly and openly transgress. Because if the chazan and kala really were bothered by this, then the wedding wouldn't devolve into such a thing. And the Chafetz Chaim says you shouldn't stick around at such weddings. Forget dance there. But ach imu mishe'er shekasher yiyala chatuna. If he figures that by being there, he'll be able to tell him, guys, this isn't the way to run a wedding, and he'll be able to prevent it. Certainly it's a great mitzvah to be there and prevent it. And the merits of the masses will be his merits, because he will have caused it. There was a great rabbi, Rav Yitzchak Meir Hayetan. He learned in Merkaz Arav, and then he was rabbi of the south, a rabbi of the Shomron, and he was rabbi in Karnei Shomron, and he was rabbi in a few other yeshuvim. I don't remember his history. So this was something he'd fight for. When one of the yeshuvim he was in, someone tried to make a mixed dancing wedding. A wedding with mixed dancing. He would come in with his long black coat, and he was there at the wedding. He'd stand in the middle of the circle. So men and women are dancing around, and he'd stand there. And eventually they'd get embarrassed, and they'd stop. But he wouldn't forgo it. And he fought for this. He fought for this. There shouldn't be mixed dancing. It's important to know that once upon a time, it was accepted to have separate dancing, but without a mechitza. If you go back 100 years ago, all the weddings were like that. Without a separating barrier. Today, everyone's careful that we have a separation, that there's actually like a movable wall in between the dancing. But it's not prohibited to partake of a wedding where the men are dancing in one circle and the women are in another circle, but there's no partition in between. That's permissible. And again, that was the custom. Until about 70 years ago, everyone did it that way. What the Chafetz Chaim is talking about is mixed dancing. He's not talking about two separate circles without a separation barrier. Separate dancing, just because there's no mechitza, it's permissible. It's our job not to be looking at things that are immodest. So today you might say that the dances have become immodest. I don't know how women dance today. Wherever I go today, there's a partition, so you never know. But if the dancing is immodest...
When you're dancing, there's no time to look at anything.
Okay? I don't know, you're a young man, but at my age, there are times where I can't dance, where I have to rest. So, Seder, that's... I'm just saying, this that the Chafetz Chaim said not to partake is specifically where it's mixed dancing. Not where it's separate dancing, but without a mechitza. What you have to know is that sometimes weddings start with separate dancing, and eventually they evolve into mixed dancing. So that's why it's very helpful and it's very recommended, especially for Chozrim B'Tshuva, where a lot of the guests might be people who are very accustomed to mixed dancing. So there it is a good idea to ensure that there's a separation barrier that can't be moved, because otherwise people can get confused. And without ill intent, it's often happened where girls come into the boys' side to start dancing and they don't realize that that's not what we do. They figure, yeah, that's how it started, but now we'll evolve into what we're used to. Or sometimes guys will go into the girls' side. So that's why, especially for Chozer B'Tshuva or Ager, it's very recommended to ensure that there's a good separation barrier that doesn't move. If it's on wheels, so sometimes people think they could take things into their own hands. But still, it's I've been at weddings where the chatan got up and said, guys, this isn't what we're doing here. Please maintain the separation. It's not so comfortable to do that. You know, bad enough, you frumed out, you went to Mahon Meir. So that's why it's better to preclude it in advance, to get a good separation barrier, and then usually it doesn't happen. So even though you can dance without the barrier, but it's not a good idea. That's...